This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The Illinois State Election Board voted unanimously to keep Donald Trump on the Illinois ballot. They declined to remove him before the U.S. Supreme Court decides the Colorado ballot case. That case could decide whether Trump's role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol and his attempts to overthrow the election make him ineligible for the presidency. Illinois is among several states where Trump critics have pushed to remove him from the ballot for violating the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear oral arguments on Colorado's case next week. CU Anschutz and the VA found veterans with chronic illness benefited significantly when able to use telehealth. CPR's John Daly.
Researchers put veterans whose quality of life was hit hard by chronic illness in touch virtually with nurses and social workers. That was in addition to other health services they were already getting. Trial participants with heart and lung diseases reported improvements in depression, anxiety, and quality of life, and the results lasted for months. Dr. David Beckelman, professor at CU School of Medicine, is the study's lead author.
So we found actually meaningful changes on all of these measures that were significant.
The study is published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
An outdoor music venue in North Colorado Springs, slated to open this year, has announced that One Republic will be the headliner at its grand opening. One Republic started in Colorado Springs. The concert at Sunset Amphitheater is scheduled for August. The announcement comes just after the venue's parent company merged with a California wine company. That set the stage for the listing on the New York Stock Exchange. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Catch the BBC Next and more local news at cprandkrcc.org.